Welcome to the Will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again. And today we will continue with volume 21. The next passage comes from March 10, 1927. And the title of this passage is How in Creation God Gave the Rights to Possess the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Luisa Picarreta writes, I was following the acts of the supreme volition in creation, according to my usual state. Luisa Picarreta is doing the rounds of creation, going around, praising, glorifying God, adoring God, thanking God, on behalf of every created thing, and asking for the divine will to descend upon earth with every created thing. And as I arrive at the point at which God released the creation of men, I united myself to the first perfect acts which Adam did when he was created, in order to start together with him and to follow him up to the point at which, when he sinned, he stopped loving him and adoring him with the same perfection with which he had started, in the unity of the supreme fiat. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, but do we have the right to this kingdom of the divine will? Luisa Picarreta unites herself, her acts, to the first acts, the first actions of Adam, of innocent Adam, that was praising, adoring, glorifying God through every single act that he was doing. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, you must know that before sinning, Adam did his acts in the divine fiat. This meant that the Trinity had given him possession of this kingdom, because in order to possess a kingdom, it takes one who forms it, one who receives it, and one who receives it. The divine, the divinity formed the kingdom of the divine will and gave it to men. Men receive this kingdom. Therefore, in his first period of creation, Adam, innocent Adam, possessed this kingdom of the supreme fiat. And since he was the head of all human generations, all creatures receive the right to possess this kingdom. He was the head. In him this gift resides, because God deposited this gift in his soul. And he was the head of all the human race, of all generations. That's why instead of inheriting complete knowledge by location and locution, we inherit the opposite, because he lost this gift. After he lost this gift, he didn't have complete knowledge anymore. He didn't have locution and by location, because by exercising his will against the will of God, he lost it. So we inherit the opposite of what he had. Ignorance. We became crippled, spiritually blind, spiritually deaf. Spiritually we die, because he was the head. So we inherit original sin. That's why the need for baptism, because through Adam, which was the head of all human race, through his disobedience, we inherit original sin, and then we need baptism now to be cleansed, and through the perfect obedience of our Lord Jesus, now we have access to God. He restores us to grace, and he becomes the head of all human race. In him, We live and move and have our being, St. Paul tells us. He is the head and we are the body. And where the head is, we hope to be one day. So we belong to Christ and Christ belongs to God. We belong to God, St. Paul tells us. By receiving this gift of the divine will, Adam was able to glorify God through every single act he performed. He lost this gift, but our Lord says the human generations have the right to possess it. So this is great news for us, that we have the right to possess this gift, the gift of the divine will. And through these writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, we come to know how to live in this gift, how to live this way. This is the mission of Luisa Picarreta, to teach us how to live in the divine will. By forming Luisa in the divine will, our Lord Jesus wants us to learn from her how to live in this way. And this is the mission. This is our mission, to promote the book of heaven, to grow in the knowledge and understanding of living in the divine will. So I encourage all of you to read the book of heaven, to do the rounds of creation, to unite all your acts in the divine will, to be filled with faith and hope, knowing that by uniting your will to the Lord, you are calling this gift to descend upon earth and to reign in your soul, that it may reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. Let's continue. By withdrawing from our will, Adam lost the possession of this kingdom because by doing his own will, he placed himself as though in a state of war against the eternal fiat. So he decided to wage war against God, against the kingdom of the divine will, against the kingdom of the eternal fiat, and poor creature lost, and poor one, not having enough strength to fight, nor an army well equipped to be able to wage war against a will so holy, which possess an invincible strength and a formidable army. He was defeated and lost the kingdom he had been given by us. He lost the gift of living in the divine will that was given by God himself. Because apart from God, we are nothing. Our Lord Jesus tells us, without me, you are nothing. He didn't say you are 10%, you are 20%, 50%. He says nothing. We have to recognize our total dependence on God, that we depend totally of the supreme will. We depend on divine providence, that we are creatures, that we are nothing. But in that nothingness, we will find everything. We will find the supreme good, which is God himself. More so, since the strength he possessed before was our own strength. And we had also given him our own army at his disposal. But as he sinned, the strength returned to our source, and the army withdrew from him, placing itself at our disposal. He lost the divine strength that he possessed in his soul, the divine strength that reside in him and that gave him power and dominion over creation. So when nature saw that he lost this divine strength, didn't obey him anymore and turned against him instead. However, all this did not remove his descendants, meaning us. We are the descendants. So all of this didn't remove us from the rights to conquer this kingdom of the divine will. It happens as to a king who loses his kingdom in war. Can there not be the chance that one of his children with another war may win back the kingdom of his father, which once belonged to him? Can there not be a chance that we will possess this kingdom? Of course there is a chance, because our Lord Jesus already opened the doors for us. He is the King of Kings. He is the Son of the living God. He is Christ the King, Cristo Rey. So as divine King that He is, and as merciful and loving as He is, He came to rescue us and to bestow upon us this kingdom. We remember in sacred scripture, our Lord Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe. The kingdom of the divine will is at hand, my brothers and sisters. Make room in your souls for this kingdom to descend upon you, to reign in your soul, to reign in every single act of yours, in every single prayer. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of the divine will is at hand and is here. Receive it. We have the right to possess it, our Lord Jesus tells us. It's a gift from our Heavenly Father. The King of Kings, Cristo Rey, our Lord Jesus Christ, is giving it to us. Receive it. Do not waste it. Can there be no other chance that one of His children, with another war, may win back the kingdom of His Father, which once belonged to Him? More so, since I, divine conqueror, came upon earth to make up for the defeats of men, and finding anyone who could receive this kingdom, I will give the strength back to him and place my army at his disposal once again in order to maintain its order, its decorum, its glory. He came to make up on behalf of all of us. He came to reconcile us with our Heavenly Father. He came and He promised that He will give us back this strength, this divine strength that was behind every single act that Adam, innocent Adam, was doing before the fall. He promises that He will give us the divine strength that our Lord Jesus possesses. This is the strength that comes from living in the divine will. And through these acts done in the divine will, He will receive glory, praise, honor, adoration, thanksgiving. Our souls will expand. Our capacity to receive and to love will expand. He promises that He will give us this army of acts in the divine will. Remember, in volume 21, He tells us that every single act done in the divine will is a soldier. So as many acts done in the divine will that we do, we are forming a little army, a divine army for the praise and glory of God our Father, a divine army that will come to give glory to our Heavenly Father, to restore the praise, the glory, the honor, the adoration, the thanksgiving that is due to Him. And this divine army will fight for the kingdom to descend upon earth as He reigns in heaven. Our Lord says, "And what is this army? It is the whole creation in which, more than a marvelous and formidable army, the life of my will is bilocated in each created thing in order to preserve the life of this kingdom. The love of God is bilocated in every single created thing. In the small flower, our Lord says to the creature, I love you. In the sun, our Lord says to the creature, I love you. With the light of the stars, our Lord says to the creature, I love you. With the sound of the wind, our Lord Jesus says to the creature, I love you. With the waves of the ocean, our Lord says, I love you. With every single and created thing, our Lord Jesus, God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Trinity is saying to us, I love you, I love you, I love you. And where is our I love you to God? Our I love you to God should be in every single act that we do. So the love of God is bilocated in every created thing. Only then will man lose the hope of possessing this kingdom once again, if he saw the whole invincible army of creation disappear. Only if creation disappears, he says, then we will lose the hope, because the will of God is in every created thing. The difference is that they don't have free will. But as long as creation is, there is hope, he says, that this kingdom will return. It will return, first of all, in each one of our souls, my brothers and sisters, because every one of us has free will. So each one of us has to surrender our will to the Lord in freedom. Then, let's continue. Then one could say it, God has withdrawn His will from the face of the earth, which vivify it, embellish it, and enrich it. There is no more hope that the kingdom may be ours. But As long as creation exists, it is a matter of time in order to find those who want to receive the kingdom. Do you want to receive this kingdom, my brothers and sisters? The very fact that you are listening to this program, this is an indication that the Lord wants to give you this gift, that this gift already has a place in you, that this gift is already in you and it needs to grow, that this gift that God wants to give you is in you already. But God wants this gift to grow and to expand and to expand. He goes around looking for the soul who will say, "Fiat, thy kingdom come. I give you my will. Come, O divine will. Jesus, I give you my will." So I invite you to surrender your will to the Lord, to open up your soul, your heart to the Lord, and to ask Him, to beg Him, to beg Him to bestow upon you this gift. He is the divine beggar, so we should be beggars too. We should be begging Him to bestow upon our souls this precious gift, my brothers and sisters. The gift that is the source of everything that exists, because it's the will of God. The will that unites Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's continue. And then, if there were no hope of possessing this kingdom of the divine fiat, it would not have been necessary for God to manifest to you so many truths about this kingdom. Either the journey of His will to reign, or its sorrow because it does not reign. When something cannot be accomplished, it is useless to talk about it. Therefore, I would have had no interest in saying so many things which regard my divine will. The mere fact that I speak about it is a sign that I want this kingdom to be possessed once again. Listen to this, my brothers and sisters. The mere fact that I speak about it is a sign that I want to bestow upon you this gift, that I want this gift to be possessed once again. He wants to bestow upon us this precious gift. Let's receive this gift. Let us ask the Lord to give us this gift. And as we prepare to receive the Feast of Pentecost, to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost this Sunday, let us beg the Holy Spirit to descend upon our souls, to enrich our souls with every physical and spiritual good, to enrich our soul with the gifts of gifts, which is the gift of living in the divine will. Let us finish with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of the divine will, for the knowledge that you bestow upon us, and we beg you to bestow upon us your Holy Spirit during this Feast of Pentecost. Bestow upon us your gift, that you may be glorified through us, Heavenly Father, that we may be sanctified, that we may become holy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.